702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
Well, it's 21 minutes past one. We ate on our feet this afternoon. That's how eager we were to get our hands on the food from Urbanology. While my guest Jack was preparing, we stood there, watched, and as the dishes were ready from the starter, well, they aren't really starters, it's similar sized dishes. But as soon as the first one was ready, we dug in there and waited for the second one. Urbanology is located at One Fox Precinct in Ferreira's Dorp, and they're based inside the Mad Giant Brewery. If you've had any of their food, if you've been treated to this menu, I'd love to hear from you. It is absolutely delicious. Asian fusion is the way I would describe it. But Jack, you're probably best placed to tell me about how you would describe your menu. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on the show. Asian fusion, it's sort of a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we're just trying to different flavors and different techniques from all over the world.
Yes.
We're focusing on a lot of South African ingredients that we can turn into something else.
Mm-hmm.
On the menu, we've got a lot of kumquat-based ingredients. So, yeah, we take kumquat and we turn it into ponzu sauce or turn it into a version of an Arabic spice or something like that. So we're just really playing around and seeing what we can do with it.
Oh, that little citrus fruit is hardly ever the star. So it's interesting that you're using it.
Yeah, and it's got a bit of sentimental value to me because we used to have them on the farm as kids, and I do remember picking them off the trees and eating them. So it's playing on a little bit of nostalgia.
Yeah. So tell me your story. You're still so young. You finished your studies, what, 2 years ago?
About 2 or 3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. And you are, what you've studied or you built your expertise in this urban guard, what is called urban guard.
Yes.
What is that?
So basically the idea behind the restaurant is to take the fine dining background,
mm-hmm.
the background that I was trained in and I was put through all the kitchens in the fine dining background,
mm-hmm.
and then to try and take a street food
yes.
concept. You'll notice our menu is done in the style of street food. So it's all these sort of steamed and raw and deep fried mm-hmm. and that sort of stuff. And we're trying to mash them together to kind of get this food that really tastes like it should be in a fine dining restaurant, but it's really relaxed and in a vibey atmosphere.
Yes. Oh, it was so fresh. It was very crisp, I must say. And that might have to do with what you prepared for us specifically. So you are within the Mad Giant Brewery. Is there perhaps a collaboration? Do you feature their beers as well, with what they've crafted?
Yes, of course. We work very closely with the breweries,
mm-hmm.
Especially sort of trying to pick their techniques, trying to put them into food, trying to brew food almost. And then they kind of also pick ideas from us.
Yeah.
We do what we call a mad science evening,
mm-hmm.
which happens on a first Tuesday every odd month. And we work very closely with the brewers and we get special brews and we make a special 4-course menu. So that's sort of our collaboration with them.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes much further than that. We try and collaborate on a daily basis. All our food is designed to pair with the Mad Giant beers. So it's really an interesting concept. You can arrive at the restaurant and pick a beer and put three different dishes around it and all pair with that, or you can go the other way around. So it's quite interesting.
Absolutely. So let's talk about what you brought out today. What we started with the brioche.
Yes. So I gave you the steamed brioche with a kimchi katlan.
Uh-huh.
That's a play on a steamed dumpling that you'd get on the streets in Asia called pao.
Mm-hmm.
So we just try and, like I said earlier, just twist it and bring in the brioche and change the elements a bit.
Yes. It was really fluffy, absolutely delicious. Where are they prepared? On the premises?
Yes. Or we try and prepare everything as much as we can.
So what's the key to that kind of fluffy texture that you had to it?
We could just leave it in the blender for a really long time until
in the
mixer, yeah.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah, and you do this thing called the stretch test,
mm-hmm.
and you need to stretch the dough and kind of look like a window without it breaking, and then it's ready to go.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then we moved on to what I would describe as the most buttery tuna fillet I've ever had. I don't often enjoy tuna, and when I saw it, I thought, there's our texture again. But the minute I put it in my mouth, it was just so creamy.
Well, the key to that is just getting our ingredients as fresh as we can.
Mm-hmm.
we get there, we fly in our tuna from Cape Town. It's on our doorsteps within 24 hours. So everything's really fresh, and we just focus on keeping the ingredients really simple and nice and fresh.
Yes.
And that really brings out, it highlights all the natural flavors that you'd get with it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really trying to reinvent the wheel, just trying to make it taste really good.
And then that mayonnaise-looking sauce, what was it?
The sesame.
That's a sesame.
Yes. Yeah, that's the secret behind all this. It all brings it together.
It does. And you infused that, there were some red onions, and then there were oranges as well.
Yeah, to keep it nice and fresh. And
it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you said to bring in the seafood, there was seaweed as well?
Yes, yeah, we had little nori squares that we put in there. Mm-hmm. Just to give it a twist and to keep your mind active and on its toes.
Yeah, like you're having a fresh seafood dish. That was absolutely delicious. And then we move on to a dish that you say people will come knocking and find you at your house if ever you removed it off the menu.
Yes, the chicken. I will be a very unpopular man.
So clearly it's doing well.
Yes, it's our top seller, really.
Mm-hmm.
People come there to just eat the yakitori chicken.
Yakitori chicken. I thought it was the breast, but in fact it was the thigh. So interesting choice, a deboned thigh.
Yes, deboned chicken thigh. Yeah, that's the one.
And it was very juicy. It kept the moisture inside, but on the outside, it had this glaze, and it had been, you kind of fried it, but it had this glaze, and it had this harder exterior, but inside, very, very juicy. What are the flavors? Because you put it on a bed of chimichurri sauce.
Yes, so the chimichurri sauce is really the starting flavor for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got lots of coriander and ginger and... So it's just a mouthful of a flavor explosion. And then the chicken we cook to begin with on a very slow heat. So it's very mellow and it keeps all its juices.
Mm-hmm.
And to finish it off, we put it on a really, really high heat and flash it. We've got a grill at the restaurant that works a lot better. You get that little bit of a bright flavor coming through.
Yes.
And then to finish it off, we just put it in with a mirin and soy ginger glaze. I've got to get that. It's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah.
And then that just... It kind of caramelizes on the brine. It gives it all the nice smoky flavors that you expect from a brine. It just works beautifully together.
Right. Well, listen, if you love chimichurri sauce and you probably have your top three, this is going to take the first spot. It certainly did for me. I've had different chimichurri sauce, kind of always in pursuit of, when you see it on the menu, you want to try it out. But this was the most impressive by far, because you've given it that Asian twist. Yes, it's an Argentinian thing, but you've added an Asian touch to it that lifts all the flavors.
Yes, yeah, I really do think the little bit of Asian fusion that we put through everything allows us to play with it.
Yeah.
And to make it a little bit different.
No, very special. Absolutely special dish. So the decor, Urbanology, I think Urbanology food, when you think of that, what comes to mind is a really urban space. When you know that it's Asian, there are these Asian touches. The decor is absolutely beautiful. So what was the inspiration? Did you travel to the Far East a lot?
No, not at all. The real inspiration behind the decor, and the guys from Haldane Martin did a really good job, is sort of a childish play on things. A lot of our benches are Meccano sets, and they're all really just childish plays, and like the lights are counterweighted, so you can move them up and down if you like, and it just makes you feel like a kid again.
Yes. No, I think it's a very special space, and it's great to see that we now have all these incredible spaces to eat in our city, and you've just added another special feature to what Joburg has to offer. Thank you so much, Jack.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very
much. No, that was really an absolute treat. He's the chef at Urbanology. You can look them up online. Have a look at their menu. Maybe you should also make a turn over the weekend. They're very specific times that One Fox opens on. So what are your hours? Which days are you open? Are you also in keeping with the days that One Fox opens?
No, we open 7 days a week.
Okay.
Lunch and dinner. We close on Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
But throughout the week, we are open. We have very good slots in between, like 4 to 6. A lot of the corporates pull through and have a beer to wait out traffic.
Yeah.
So it's a very nice spot to just chill out and enjoy.
No, congratulations. A really special place in the middle of town. Urbanology with an I, by the way, .co.za if you want to take a closer look. That was Jack Kutsier, the chef.